This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China now says there is no room for compromise or concessions over the issue of Taiwan. It follows a comment by U.S. President Joe Biden that the U.S. is committed to defending the island if it's attacked. A foreign ministry spokesperson reasserted China's longstanding claim that the island is its territory. China has recently upped its threat to bring Taiwan under its control by force if necessary, by flying warplanes near the island and rehearsing beach landings. The spokesperson says China's strong determination to defend its national sovereignty and territorial integrity should not be underestimated. U.S. officials have issued new warnings about China's ambitions in artificial intelligence and a range of advanced technologies that could eventually give Beijing a decisive military edge and possible control over the health care of Americans. The warnings issued Friday include a renewed effort to inform business executives, academics, and local and state government officials about the risk of accepting Chinese investment or expertise in key industries. National security agencies under President Joe Biden's administration are making an aggressive public push against China, which some officials have called the greatest strategic threat to the United States. Beijing rejects those claims as fear-mongering. Ethiopian military airstrikes Friday forced the United Nations humanitarian flight to abandon its landing in the capital of the country's Tigray region, and a government spokesperson said authorities were aware of the inbound flight. It appeared to be a sharp escalation in an intimidation tactics authorities have used against aid workers amid the intensifying year-long Tigray war. This is VOA News. The U.S. budget deficit totaled $2.7 trillion for 2021. That is the second highest on record, but an improvement from the all-time high of $3.13 trillion reached in 2020. The deficits in both years reflect trillions of dollars in government spending to counteract the devastating effects of a global pandemic. A U.S. religious organization whose 17 members were killed in Haiti asked supporters on Friday to pray and share stories with the victims' families of how their faith helped them through difficult times as efforts to recover them entered another day. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries issued the statement a day after a video was released showing the leader of the 400 Mowozo gang threatening to kill those abducted if his demands are not met. Haitian officials have said the gang is seeking $1 million ransom per person, although they said it was not clear if that includes the five children in the group, the youngest being 8 months old. Pfizer's kid-sized doses of its COVID-19 vaccine are safe and nearly 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in elementary school children. That's according to details of the studies posted online Friday, as U.S. regulators considering opening vaccinations to youngsters 5 to 11. The shots could easily begin next month if regulators give the go-ahead. If the FDA authorizes the low-dose shots, this U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make the final recommendations on who should receive them. Full-strength Pfizer shots already are authorized for anyone 12 or older. Court records show that an assistant director unwittingly handed Alec Baldwin a loaded weapon and told him it was safe to use in the moments before the actor fatally shot a cinematographer. The assistant director referred to the gun as cold, according to a search warrant filed Friday in Santa Fe, New Mexico court. Instead, the gun was loaded with live rounds. Baldwin pulled the trigger Thursday on the set of a Western. He killed the 42-year-old cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. The sheriff's office obtained the warrant so investigators could document the scene where the shooting took place. They sought Baldwin's blood-stained costume for the film Rust as evidence. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.